This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Order the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee. At this time, I would like to greet the listeners, on the internet, and I would like to welcome the guests that have taken the time to attend our committee. And at this time, I would like the pages to come up and introduce themselves, please.
Good morning. My name is Julia Russell. I'm related to Senator Lance Russell. I'm his daughter.
Just get that out of the way right away.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm a junior this year. I'm not quite sure what I want to do when I graduate. I know I'm going to go to college, but I'm going to try and get a volleyball scholarship. So I guess whoever offers me the best scholarship.
Mr. Chair.
I'm Cody Fees. I go to Faith High School, and I'm going to Shatter, Nebraska to get my associate's in nursing.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, question. How many times have you paged?
Well, this is my first year, but my sister and my...
Okay. I thought you'd done it before.
And I believe that I had the privilege of being a sponsor for this young lady, so... Okay, thank you for that. At this time, I'd like you to remind you to put your cell phones on silent, and I'm glad I reminded myself because mine wasn't, so... any violators will provide beef jerky for the following committee meeting. At this time, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Here.
Ewing.
Here.
Crum.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
Sohold.
Here.
Foster.
Here.
Heinert. Is excused. Youngberg.
Here.
Kamak.
Here.
We
have a quorum. At this time, I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Moved by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Youngberg. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the minutes are approved. At this time, I'd like to remind anyone that wishes to testify to make sure that you sign in legibly at the podium. Make our secretary's job much easier. And also, I'd like to remind testifiers that any handouts you have, make sure that you make use of our very able pages. Any questions that will come before the committee will be addressed through the chair. And at this time, we are going to consider the... At this time, the Senate Ag Natural Resource Committee will take up the confirmation of the governor's appointment of Kelly Hepler, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, to the position of Secretary of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Is there anyone or an individual that would like to speak on their behalf? Welcome.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jason Simmons. I'm a policy advisor in the governor's office. Last week, you received a briefing from the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. In it, they expressed the vision of the department, which is to conserve our state's outdoor heritage to enhance the quality of life for current and future generations. This sounds like a line straight out of one of the governor's speeches. You heard in her budget address yesterday a number of initiatives that will be led by the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, including habitat programs, predator control, and enhancements to Palisades State Park. Clearly, an agenda like this needs an experienced hand at the helm, someone who knows the issues and has a record of leading through sometimes difficult circumstances. When Governor Noem assembled her cabinet, she stated, "While we recruit new talent, we must also retain the best and brightest who have already committed themselves to serving South Dakotans." She continued, "I'm thrilled to partner with proven public servants while also bringing new faces and ideas into public service. We are building a team of experience and new perspectives, insight, and innovation. Together, I'm confident we will create an infrastructure of results for the next generation." Staying on as Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks is Kelly Hepler. Hepler joined GFP as secretary in 2015, following a career in leadership roles in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. The governor respectfully asked for your favorable consideration in approving him as secretary of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And Mr. Chair, with your permission, I'd turn it over to him.
Thank you for that, Secretary.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
members of the committee. I'm Kelly Hepler, Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks, and listeners. It was 4 years ago. It seems like not that long ago. And other times it seems like a long time ago. I had the privilege of sitting in front of this committee and asking for your support. And I think it's been a wonderful 4 years. It's been an honor to serve in this job. Working with the staff we have is outstanding. But I'm completely committed to the state of South Dakota and what we're trying to do. And I'm very excited to be working with Governor Noem and her vision trying to protect where we're trying to go into the future. You know, and I hoped, I want to thank you all for your faith in me these past 4 years. And I hope I've earned that faith again and that trust. You know, we have had some difficult discussions. But I would respect it. All the legislature have those discussions. I'm still as open and candid as I can be with people. I believe in doing that. And communication, looking people in the face is really important to me. And there's important things we need to work on. And, you know, we turn a corner on a number of different issues. And so I'm looking forward to the future and looking for your support. But, Mr. Chairman, if there's any questions I could answer for the committee, I'd certainly be happy to.
Thank you for that. Any questions or comments? Senator Ewing.
Just a few comments. It always scares Secretary Hepler when I speak because he and I did grow up together. But I just want to reiterate on since he's been here, he has brought so many different groups together in this state with water issues among some of them. And all these groups are think very highly of Secretary Hepler, and I think he's healed a lot of wounds in this state, so I think he's a perfect fit for this job and wholeheartedly support him. Thank you.
Any further comments or questions? Seeing none, I do have the prerogative of the last word, and I want to reiterate what Senator Ewing said. And when we met the other day, when you were in front of us, the trust factor between the Game, Fish, and Parks and the citizens of South Dakota, that has grown exponentially. And it's no easy task because it can't be requested. It's got to be earned, and you've done a good job of that. Appreciate that. So if there's no further comments on this issue, I would entertain a motion of advice and consent for the appointment of Kelly Hepler, Hughes County, Pierce, South Dakota, for the position of the Secretary of the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. Senator Ewing.
Thank you. I will make the motion for advice and consent for Secretary Hepler to position as Secretary of the Department of Game and Fish and Parks.
Second. Thank you. Senator Otten? Second. Okay. Any further comments? If there are no further comments at this time, we would have the Secretary call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Heinert. Is excused. Youngberg.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
The vote's unanimous to appoint to recommend the advice and consent of for Kelly Hepler. Senator Ewing.
Even though I'd like to speak on it on the floor, I'm going to make a motion to place on the consent calendar.
Sure. It's been moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Klum to place the appointment on the consent calendar. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It's placed on the consent. At this time, we will move on to the appointment. We'll take up the confirmation of the governor's reappointment of Jonathan Locken, Brown County, Bath, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. Does anyone or any individual wish to speak on their behalf?
Morning again, Mr. Chairman. I'm Jason Simmons with the Governor's Office. Before I ask you to vote on the commission appointment, I'd just like to educate the committee a little bit to make sure that you know what the membership of the commission looks like. The authorization for the Game Fish and Parks Commission is in Chapter 41.2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws. The commission is tasked with managing the state park system, establishing hunting seasons, and promoting and protecting wildlife in South Dakota. The commission is administered under the Department of Game Fish and Parks, and it retains quasi-judicial, quasi-legislative, advisory, and special budgetary functions. It's an 8-member commission appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate. No more than 4 of those members can be from the same political party, and not less than 4 can be farmers that are actively engaged in production agriculture. And they also have to be interested in wildlife conservation. 2 members have terms expiring each year, and the terms have to rotate between the political parties. An additional requirement is not less than 3 of those commissioners have to reside west of the Missouri River, and not less than 5 east of the Missouri River. They're 4-year terms, and they expire on the 10th day of January, and appointments must be made by the first day of March. And no person shall serve more than 2 terms for 8 years total. This morning, I'm asking for your favorable consideration, and this is actually Governor Dugard's appointment of John Locken to the commission, but this has occurred since the last session, so the governor's office again would ask you to support this. I think it's important for you guys to note that he replaces Paul Dennert on the commission, who many of you know, and Mr. Locken's term would expire in 2022. And he's not able to be here today, but Secretary Hepler has a letter from him that he'd like to read into the record.
Good morning. Again, this is Kelly Hepler, Game Fish and Parks Secretary. Commissioner Locken is actually down in Florida, and he wasn't quite sure the timing when these things happen. And so, you know, we could have asked him to come back. It's such a lovely day outside, but we, you know, this would probably work. But he did send a letter, which I'll read. Chairman Kamak and members of the Senate Ag and Natural Resource Committee, I apologize for not being there in person, but appreciate the opportunity to submit this letter. So a little bit about me. I farm with my 2 sons in Brown County. When we're not working, we enjoy hunting, fishing, and taking part in what our state parks has to offer. We also make every effort to enable other people to have access to our land, which is absolutely true. I have been serving on Game Fish and Parks Commission since May, working on 2 of the commission stakeholder groups. One is chronic wasting disease, which we'll have an opportunity to probably talk more to this group at some point, Mr. Chairman, and then a resident, non-resident working group. It is a learning experience. In this short time, I have increased realization of all that our state has to offer and the tremendous amount of work that goes on behind the scenes. The department and commission are enthusiastically looking forward to assist the Governor Noem in her desire to increase habitat and access. I was honored to be asked to serve on the commission, and I hope you can confirm my seat at this time. Then my observations, I've worked with John now for a couple of years. He's truly been outstanding. He's very approachable. He's very sincere. He's energetic. He drives right into things. And so he really works a lot. And he considers these commissioners volunteering. And they go through issues, you know, whether it's something like non-meandering waters or a deer plan. I mean, there's a lot of public interaction. Sometimes not always favorable, but they go to it anyway. They do it. So they're committed to the service, which we appreciate. So I would also highly recommend that favorable approval if it's time to go back on the commission. Thank you.
Is there any further comments or anyone else like to speak on behalf of Mr. Locken? If there's no further comments, at this time I'd entertain a motion. Well, first I would say, is there any comments or questions that need to come for the committee? If not, I would entertain a motion of advice and consent for the appointment of Jonathan E. Locken, Brown County, Bath, South Dakota, to the Game Fish and Parks Commission.
Second.
Moved by Senator Klum, seconded by Senator Youngberg. Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, at this time, I would ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Senators Blair.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Klum.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Foster.
Aye.
Heinert. Is excused. Youngberg.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
The vote's unanimous.
The vote is unanimous. Senator Ewing.
I would make a motion to
place this on the consent calendar.
Second.
Moved by Senator Ewing, seconded by Senator Otten. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? The appointment goes on the consent calendar. And seeing no further business to come before the committee this morning, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Senator Solholt, seconded by Senator Youngberg. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?